I'm Virginia Henry, and today I'm talking with Travis Quast, who is the regional president and publisher of Adams Publishing Group in East Idaho and Utah. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
My questions revolve around some news releases that we got from the Rexburg Standard Journal and the Idaho State Journal. They are offering free advertising to businesses that are staying open during this pandemic. First of all, was this a local decision or was this a decision coming from the top down?
This was a local decision, right? Really, there was two reasons why we decided to do this special publication this coming weekend. Number one is for our clients. Our business is really based around the support of our advertising clients that we have, and we want to do everything we can to support them in this time. That being said, we're not immune to these changes that are going on in our community as we find a new way to do business. And second of all, we're doing it for our readers. I think there's a lot of confusion and misunderstanding of maybe what's open, what's not open, businesses that are allowing curbside pickup or delivery or takeout, things like that. And so we just thought it would be a good way that we could support our clients and help disseminate information out to our readers.
Now, how was this idea pitched or brought forward?
As far as to ourselves or to our clients or?
To yourselves.
So, we, amongst Adams Publishing Group, we are in frequent contact with other publishers, and this was actually an idea that was developed in another market in Adams Publishing, and the idea was shared, and we were able to kind of customize it for our local market and the needs that we saw here to be able to support our clients. So an idea that we were grateful to steal from one of our counterparts and adapt for our local use.
Now, which papers are applying this? Is it just the Standard Journal and the State Journal?
Right now, our daily publications in our group here in Eastern Idaho and Utah, that includes the Rexburg Standard Journal, the Post Register here in Idaho Falls, the Idaho State Journal in Pocatello, and the Herald Journal down in Logan. We're going to continue to look for ways for our other 7 weekly publications in our group to adapt some sort of similar program and be able to help the clients in their markets as well.
Now, why, you touched on this a little bit earlier, but why do you think it is important for this to be an option for some businesses who might be struggling right now?
Well, I think there's just a lot of uncertainty, right? And again, the future of our business is going to be built on having these businesses around and viable in the future. And so we've got, a lot of great clients out there that we just were looking for a way that we could support them and help them get the word out while things are so uncertain. And so this was a way that we felt like we could really kind of pay back to our clients as a thank you and help them during this challenging time.
Now, are each paper offering the same, deals or options, or is it different for each one?
So it's the same program in all of our markets. Rexburg and Idaho Falls, due to their proximity, it'll be the same publication that comes out with all the clients that are participating in there. Pocatello will have its own publication as well as Logan. And I did forget to mention we're doing it at our Blackfoot paper as well. So 5 different publications will be doing this. So different for each market, same program that we're rolling out across the group.
So when you say different for each market, you mean they will have different businesses, but the same discount prices or the same size ad for free will be applied across the board? Am I getting
Correct.
That right?
Yeah, you are. Yep, exactly.
Okay. And have you guys ever done anything like this before?
We haven't. I mean, we find ourselves in unprecedented times and in a world that's changing quickly every day. And so, that's one of the advantages we have in this business is we're pretty fast movers and able to get things turned around pretty quickly. And so for most of those markets, they'll be out this coming Sunday, and in Rexburg, it'll be out on the following Tuesday, that publication. So we're able to get it turned around pretty quickly. But I've never done anything like this in my career, but nor have I really ever experienced such a widespread impact on the economy.
Speaking of impact on the economy, has there been any impact felt at your office, at the Adams Publishing Group?
Absolutely has. I mean, we've definitely seen a drop in business on the advertising side, just with a lot of uncertainty, the availability of products, and so we've had to make some internal adjustments on scheduling hours for employees, things like that. But at this point, we've avoided any kind of layoffs and looking just at reduced schedules for this short-term period. I think the other things that readers will notice in this interim period is their paper may look a little different. For example, we don't have much of a sports sections anymore because all high school sports and collegiate and professional sports have all been put on hold, so there's not a lot to write about. Most of our daily papers are doing more features in their sports sections and not that daily sports coverage. And so readers are going to see a little bit of change in their newspaper for the time being, but we're anxious for us to kind of cycle through this process and get ourselves back to normal.
Now, are there any other impacts that you could speak to, such as reporters working from home? Have you guys made any adjustments there, and has that been difficult or easy?
A couple things. We were probably one of the first companies, and this was kind of a directive from our home office to early on close our buildings to the public. We wanted to create an environment that was a safe workplace for our employees to work at. That being said, we've established a work-from-home policy. At this point, across my entire group of 170-some employees, we've got about a dozen that are working from home if they feel that need. And it's been relatively easy for us. We're, with technology the way it is, we're able to have virtual meetings. Our systems for reporting and advertising are cloud-based, and so it's pretty easy access from that standpoint to keep employees at home if they need to be and working from there.
Now, what do you see as some possible avenues for moving forward in order to get the machine running again at full speed like it was prior to all of this?
I think it's just going to be cycling through this virus, right, the stay-at-home orders, and when people are healthy and back out shopping and supporting the local economy and businesses are back open, I think we're going to be able to rebound pretty quickly. I think the big question we all have is we just don't know how long that's going to take to do.
Right. We're all wondering.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you taking the time to reach out and find out what we were doing.